I'm a retired pastor, and I'm part of the National SARE team, which is the spiritual care team that was mandated by Congress through the National Transportation Safety Board and the Red Cross to provide for trained chaplains who could go to aircraft emergencies. And when 9/11 hit, there was no list for that kind of an emergency, so they basically went down the SARE list, and I think I was somewhere about 85th or 89th called up. So there were over 100 of us who took part in the process somewhere at one of the sites or another. I was at Liberty Memorial Park on the New Jersey side, looking across the Hudson at the World Trade Center location. And we were a family assistance center, and we were assigned there without the usual specific jobs that we trained for, but really just sent there to pick up and operate just out of our own experience to be with people. We spent most of our time with the people who came to visit the center. These were relatives and family of people who were missing or dead. But we also spent a lot of time with the other Red Cross volunteers and some of the Army and other people who were there on the base, who after a few days began to look pretty ragged. And so we basically were there in informal ways. And didn't people say we were there to do counseling, but we didn't do any formal counseling at all. It was all pick-up things. One of the people that I worked with was the person who was in charge of the park district employees, because about 19 of them had seen the second plane go over the depot there in Liberty Memorial and crash, and they were having a very, very hard time day after day. So we spent time with volunteers, we spent time with employees. We basically were there just to notice people who were having a hard time and to be with them.
Did you just listen and be just...
Mostly that. Mostly that. We wore vests that identified who we were. And actually there were many people who would turn to us. And there was a woman who was doing volunteer work one morning, and she said, "You're a chaplain. Tell me why God let this happen." So we even got that kind of direct thing, but mostly we simply were with people where they were, and we noticed the people that were having a tough time, and we made it easy for them to reach out if they wanted to talk to us.
How was it for you personally? Obviously not something you see.
Toughest assignment I've ever had. And I don't know how, I understand why Red Cross normally has a two-week maximum period for people doing the kind of thing that we did, because the wear and tear on your own resources is so great. And it has taken me a number of months to just recover the sense of equilibrium that I went there with.
Is that sense back now?
It's coming back little by little, but no, it's not there. And in a way, I hope it doesn't get clear back there, because that's based on a notion that things will always be the same. And I don't think we can really make that assumption anymore.
How long were you there?
2 full weeks.
And when did you go out? Do you remember the date?
The 23rd. Of September, came back the 6th of October.
Anything else?
I don't think of it right now. Thank you.
Oh, I did want to ask, what about here? Obviously, a lot of people here felt like they needed to do something, weren't able to go out there like the 13 or 14 of you who were. How have you dealt back at home with people dealing with the situation?
We've talked to numbers of groups who were very hungry for some kind of more direct touch with what went on there. We had a few firefighters who went out there, but that didn't last long because they were changing at Ground Zero what they were doing so rapidly. But there were lots of people back here who really felt terribly concerned, and they felt compassion, but they didn't know what the needs were. They didn't know what to do, and so they felt kind of left out. And several of us have done a lot of interpretation through the newspaper, through TV, and with several groups. In fact, they're still asking for some reports on this kind of thing.
1 year later, we talked a little bit about the equilibrium. How do these types of memorials, these remembrance ceremonies, are they helpful to you? Do you think they're helpful to others?
I think people are at different places. And for one, it's a response to a need, and whether that's your pressing need at a given time or not, who's to say, but there are enough of those things going on that, for instance, I watched the two-hour television special last night from basically narrated by firefighters, and I relived a lot of things that I had heard secondhand from many, many people. And I did some of my continued grieving last night, but it was helpful. And so I don't think there's any one way that we can do it. I think we have to do it in the ways that we have available to us. And so I certainly support our doing this kind of thing.